Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, goal getting or get real. Well, folks, as you may have heard from me before, tons of research shows the single best predictor of successfully making a change in our lives is whether we believe we can do it. That belief in doing that specific task is what we psychologists call self-efficacy. And if we have an ambitious long-term goal, crucial to success is designing challenging but doable short-term goals along with a good plan to meet those goals. Now, what if we're chock full of belief, make doable short-term goals, end plans, launch away, do the plans, and don't get where we want to go? What then, you might say, Dr. Neckup know-it-all research quoting smarty pants? Well then, quit. Give up. Call ourselves a giant worthless failure. Crawl on to our next miserable excuse for a challenge until we find a simplistic task equal to our appalling limitations. No. Quitting and self-castigation are not recommended. Scientifically speaking, adapting one's expectations and goal to match our resources to reality is much preferred. Example, about 5 years ago, my mind, or my alleged mind, as my dad was fond of saying, percolated up the idea that I should beat the Livestrong and chemically enhanced bicycle racer Lance Armstrong's finishing time for the New York City Marathon, 2 hours, 59 minutes, and a few seconds. I thought, very ambitious, Richie Poo. Doable? Yeah, with the right short-term goals and consistent work on the plan over 3 years or so. So I trained and I trained and trained, took my shot. Came in at about 3:23 and change. But here's where adapting one's expectations comes in. Turns out that there's a formula one can use to compare race times of runners of different ages, compensating for the biological ravages of father time. And guess what? Adjusting for age, I crushed Lance. Take that, cheater pants, Lance. What if I hadn't? Well, one can always stretch out the timeline for completion to something more realistic. Next life, for instance. But I'm still training to beat his real sub-3 time in a couple more years. Stretch out that timeline. I'm Dr. Rich, adjusting to age, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.